This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More COVID vaccines may be coming soon to a pharmacy near you. Just yesterday, an FDA panel recommended the agency authorize Novavax's two-dose vaccine. It's more like traditional vaccines, you might have heard this, than the mRNA offerings from Pfizer and Moderna. And Moderna says its updated mRNA booster gives better protection against the Omicron variant. But we are two-plus years into this thing, and not to be all businessy about it, but is there still really a market for new vaccines? Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Let's start with a little vaccination update. Only two-thirds of Americans have gotten two COVID shots. So William Schaffner, a professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University, says there's an opportunity for Novavax.
Using traditional technology may reassure some people who had some skepticism about vaccine.
Traditional technology. It's a little in the weeds sciencey to explain, but the Novavax vaccine is made the way most vaccines are, using the virus's protein. Schaffner thinks this could help establish more trust. And Hartaj Singh, a biotech analyst at Oppenheimer, says more options equals more trust, because competition can signal quality.
Greater choice is always better than less.
And vaccine makers recognize that we'll likely be making a choice about COVID shots for a long time as the virus potentially becomes endemic. Mayank Mamtani is a biotech analyst at B. Riley Securities.
From a financial investment standpoint, the boosting becomes very important.
As does vaccine innovation. Novavax, for instance, is currently developing a vaccine that combines the flu and COVID shot in one, which could drive sales.
You know, you just have to have high volumes and you have to really have that big global commercial muscle to drive that volume.
Of course, sales do depend on whether companies can persuade people to keep rolling up their sleeves as new variants pop up. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.